Wake up, Latvia. Wake up, Latvia, chants a group of people in the center of Riga. They are part of around 100 protesters holding banners and posters calling on the European Union to immediately stop mass immigration. Among the mostly elderly protesters is a man in his late 60s wearing a long black coat, a red scarf and a blue New York bobble hat. That's Ilmars Drullis.
Refugees, that's what they're being called, but there's a much bigger idea behind it all. The idea is to mix up the white race and so on. It's nothing new in the world and it's happened several times already.
There have been a number of protests against migrants and refugees since last year. They're usually poorly attended and organized by marginal NGOs, but their slogans do echo in the local media. That in turn has led to around 2,500 people signing up to a Facebook group called I Want to Help Refugees. This grassroots movement wants to let the world know that Latvians in fact do welcome asylum seekers and they want to help those in need.
I have my husband with me and my children with me also. I have two children.
That's 32-year-old Tema from Iraq. She was among several asylum seekers who agreed to share their stories to locals in order to break down stereotypes. The event was organized by the Facebook group. Tema illegally crossed the border into Latvia last September, and for the time being, she and her family are staying at an accommodation center in Mucinieki near Riga.
There's many people friendly. But at the start, when I walk in the streets or walk or go to the bus or go to take my daughter from the schools, I feel something because many people look to us stranger.
But diverse attitudes to asylum seekers are not only apparent among the general public. It's the same story with the authorities.
Īstenības izteiksme 15 minūtēs.
Yeah, they are triplets. This is Anika, this is Alika, and that one is Aliza.
Imran Ali, a Pakistani IT professional, introduces his triplet baby girls to a reporter from National Radio. It's been more than a year since the 52-year-old father of four came to Latvia after Ali's wife, a Latvian, died during childbirth in Pakistan. Though the children were given Latvian citizenship without delay, Ali says he had to wait for 8 months to get his residency permit from the migration office.
When I asked the same question that what is causing that much long, the reply which I get, I was not happy with it because it comes under the racism. She said that in fact you have got a Pakistani passport. So on Pakistani passport we do a lot of checks.
Ali entered the country legally and didn't ask for asylum. Nevertheless, he says, the officer's remark made him feel like a third-rate person or even a terrorist.
Why did she slap that comment on my face? And that hurts me. And it hurts me so badly that even today, it's more than 1 year, but her words, whatever she said, are still echoing in my ears.
Both Tema and Ali want to find work and live without receiving welfare benefits, which are, in any case, too low to cover even basic needs. But the biggest problem is getting a job because everybody has to be able to speak Latvian. The government only provides free language courses for people seeking asylum here until they get residency status.
There doesn't seem to be any system that actually takes care of them from that point when they get status. And we've known quite a few refugees who just say, now my problems really start.
That's Ruth Firth from the Meshseims International Baptist Church in Riga, an organization which helps refugees from Iran, Syria, Egypt and Africa.
To learn Latvian, there's no constant provision to learn Latvian. So sometimes there are classes available, sometimes there's not. And some people, they only speak Arabic and then they're trying to learn Latvian. It's totally different languages. It's very, very hard.
If an asylum seeker receives refugee status, then that person is eligible for a year-long language course costing 50 euros per month. Ruth Firth and professional NGOs working with asylum seekers say that's not enough assistance. And they want the government to make language courses more affordable. But even then, this tuition wouldn't be an option for Imran Ali. He's not an asylum seeker, so he'll be forced to get by on his own. And he can't afford paying for language courses from his own pocket. But without being able to speak Latvian, Ali's chances of earning a living don't look good. Jadars Dielzis, DW, Riga.